Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise him and thank him. My brother's finally getting better, so I'm very thankful about that. My shoulder is about 60%, 70%, so I'm thankful about that. God is so good, and man, he's so good. And this morning I was listening to a teaching, and there's a couple verses that he went over that really blessed me, and I want to go over it with you. If you go to James chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord." Be patient because Christ is coming back. And one of the things he says I was kind of laughing about is you never know when it's going to happen. Christ is coming back. There will be a gathering together. And it can be between the time you're driving to work. You might be upset about something and you're driving to work and Christ will come back, which is just an amazing thought. Where do you want to be when he comes back, like mentally? I'd imagine probably in a good space. It's just going to be a wonderful day. But be patient, therefore. The things you think about make you you. So what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about the expectation or the hope of Christ coming back? Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh or close. I don't know where it is, but it talks about how the hope, the expectation of future good is that which purifieth. You know what purifies the mind, that removes the dross out of the silver, that cleanses you, is the thinking on and settling your heart in the fact that Christ is coming back. If you jump down to verse 10, "Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Have ye not heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy?" If you read about Job and you know about Job, Job was a huge, big-time landowner, had a lot of kids, a lot of possessions, a lot of cattle. And it all got wiped out, and yet he endured. And not only did he endure, like all of his kids died, he lost all of his land, and yet he endured. And all of his friends around him are saying, like, "What did you do wrong with God that you deserve this?" They just kept pounding him, and yet he endured patiently, waiting for God. And he's a great example of the afflictions that can be handed you in life, and there will be afflictions. I mean, obviously, it's the way it rolls. But that does not affect your standing, and that does not mean your standing with God is in some wrong position. Now, again, that godly grief worketh a change in your moral position. So you know when you're doing something wrong, you know you probably need to change that fact. But the result of what you have in your life does not equal the result of the way you are with God. Number one, you are a son of God. You're righteous. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that position cannot be taken from you. And you can't forget that. That will never be taken from you. However, the trials and the tribulations of your life are going to happen. And look on the people that have gone through it before. We're just very, very blessed. And you also get to see the end of God. The end of that it's like the beginning is, the end of a thing is better than the beginning thereof. And you got to know that. And look at the end of it. God is very pitiful. He's very has tender mercies. And that mercies is active compassion. God is actively compassionate for you. Now, I want to finish up with this. If you jump over to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and present you and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant or the abounding grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Therefore, we faint not." And this faint not is we do not lose courage. "But though our outward man perisheth, yet the inward or the from within man is renewed day by day. You got to know that God is renewing the inner man day by day, but it depends on where you focus and put your mind. You got to focus on the things that matter, which is God. Finally, verse 17, for our light affliction, and this is momentary lightness of our affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight and glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The things which are not seen are eternal, and that is God. That is who you are, your position in the body of Christ. You are born spiritually new, and you gotta continually remember that you have God on your side, and there is a bigger picture going on for you and your life and your family. You have God Almighty. You have a spiritual host of angels surrounding you. You have the Holy Spirit, the power from on high in you. We are not to live in fear in this world. We're not to live in anxiety. We have a great God, and you got to stay focused that Christ is coming back and this thing is going to be wiped out. No matter what your momentary affliction is, it's but for a moment. Be thankful, therefore. Have a great day. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for a safe trip. I also pray for everything that's going on in the next couple days. The trip to Chicago, the trip down to the trip to Washington. I just ask that it's just a blessed trip. I thank you for the people that you put in my life, and I'm just very, very thankful for the moments that we have, and just for everything you do. Again, I ask you for great abundance, that all the stuff that's coming up we can pay for and we can continually move forward with that. And I just thank you for just the great blessings you have for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.